This time I'm going to be talking about soybean. The work is the study came from Equiset, and Dr. Wani came to FAO FAO early in April, and he brought along this data set, and all the colleagues here works on the data set, so they are as the co-author. And then he submitted the abstract but couldn't come, so here I am presenting for him. As I said, the data set came from Equiset in India. It has five years of data from 1995 to 99. The trial was established in the experimental farm in Equiset, and the soil is highly weathered, dark black soil with high water holding capacity. Rooting depth of the crop is 1.27 meters. On the right is just a shot of the field in of Equiset. And the soybean is a medium maturing cultivar. The crop is rain-fed, grown in the rainy seasons between June and October of each year. The planting densities varies, but it's about 33 plants per square meter. No nitrogen fertilizer is applied, only 250 kilograms of single superphosphate applied. These two pictures were given to me by Dr. Wani. It is how the crop looked like in Equiset. The weather data, they have a weather station, and it's within the experimental site. I just show the rainfall because the temperature is pretty constant during the growing season. The sowing is around June 25th, 26th of each year, and some years has more rain than the other, with a higher intensity in the 1996 compared to 95. The next 2 years were 1997 and 98. There's a slight difference in the sowing date. In 97, it was sown a bit later in July. Also, there was less rain in 97 compared to 98. And for 99, the sowing was in June. So this is just a rainfall pattern for the 5 years that I'm going to do the simulation. The parameters, the same as in maize, were determined for soybean. I did not bother to put up all the parameters, but you can get them from me. Basically, the 1996 data set was used to calibrate the model, and the normalized water productivity for that year was 10 gram per square meter. This value is a little bit low. Soybean is a C3 crop, and we thought probably it's because there was a low nitrogen. So then the model was used to validate data from 95, 97 to 99. This is the comparison of aquacrop versus measured grain yield and biomass. The top one, 96, is a calibrated set, so it looks good. And 95 is the one below. Aquacrop slightly overestimate biomass. The grain yield was okay. The crop, the canopy cover was a little bit too early. And then for the other 3 years, 97 was quite well simulated in terms of biomass. The grain yield was the value was correct, but it emerged a bit later. The canopy cover for that year was well simulated. Incidentally, the relationship between LAI and canopy cover for soybean was the same as for maize that we used before. For the 98 data, the simulation was also quite well simulated, both in grain and biomass, as well as canopy cover. So was 99 data set. So this is the summary of the comparison between measured and simulated grain yield biomass for the 5 years. They are doing reasonably well. So in conclusion, using a single water productivity value, as you know, soybean has the water productivity should be lower as it goes into the reproductive stage. And yet, using one single productivity value, we were able to simulate the seasonal biomass accumulation, the yield, and the canopy cover reasonably well, despite changes in crop composition during the reproductive stage. And this is all done in Equiset India data set, so we would like to test it in other locations. Thank you.